Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi, Sheyichyu, the schus Moshe would have been Peshadina, Ryan Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, and Chayochevet Vega bas Michal Yudis Basia, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi, Rabbi David Avram, Naomi Sara, B'nai Maris and Miriam, Baruch HaBetzal B'chol B'seidem, Chol Nuvim Aleyem. And we are going to be learning a very interesting topic. I'll be honest with you, I don't remember any topic we ever learned in Torah that wasn't interesting. This for me is particularly interesting because it says because it's a tshuva. Even going to the tshuvas of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Admor Hakadosh Reb Ikusil Yehuda Halberstam, Sulsat Sadikim Yazel V'Yogim V'Yoshia. And this is the Siman Pei Aleph of the Sefer Hanchoshen Mishpat. He writes this in Woodburn. First of all, I like any tshuva written in Woodburn. You know what I mean? When I think Woodburn, I think of knishes and pizza and nakhaki. Love it. It was written in Elul, right after the summer. You know, the Yidden are in Woodburn. I'm sure you saw a lot of Yidden in Woodburn, Americanish Yidden. And in the year 1982, so I was probably also in Woodburn that summer. It makes a lot of sense. We used to go with camp to Woodburn. Not to see the closing Burger Red, unfortunately, but okay. And what makes this so interesting is basically his question is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to serve in the Israeli Defense Forces? Now, he doesn't say the Israeli Defense Forces, and there are obviously are problems that he would note in serving in the Israeli Defense Forces, putting aside the issue of the Sakonis Nefashos, obviously there's Sinus issues and Kashrus issues and Shabbos issues and Amunah issues and Nevel Peh issues. Issues upon issues. I remember once had a Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was a very Erlich Yid, and he told me how he used to go to Miluim and the other soldiers would have immodest pictures they put on the wall there. Not Pashut. So for some people, it's not a quote. Of course, it's a mitzvah to go to the army. I'm saying a person grows up in a modern Zionist household, there's no question. For some people, it's the biggest mitzvah. Other people, it's a very big mitzvah. So the question doesn't even begin. Of course it's a mitzvah, what's the question? But this is the Kloisenberger Rebbe. This is the Chassidische Rebbe, who is cousins, by the way, with the Satmar Rebbe. And this obviously creates a rift between them, because for the Satmar Rebbe, it's not that we know what his answer to this question would be. For him, the question wouldn't even start. I'm saying, the army is Merida B'machal Shemaim. It's not even a question. Israeli army. So again, the question here is just as far as the sakana issue is involved. Is it mutter to place oneself in sakana? Nisorarti levar adinam shalam moisrim atzmam l'sakanas mulchama g'day l'hagen al b'nei Yisrael. I aroused myself to clarify the din of those who are giving themselves over in the danger of war in order to protect the Jewish people. The Rebbe was in the camps, but afterwards he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he knew well about the wars here. So it's just incredible the analysis, the sources he brings, a raya from here, a raya from there, he's derech the raya. Obviously, we're dealing with the Kloisenberger Rebbe, we're dealing with Kol HaTorah Kula, Be'iyun. So we begin with the Gemara in Saitan Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis that says that when you have a war, so according to one opinion, it's a mitzvah, and according to another opinion, it's a reshus. If you have this preemptive strike so that the goyim don't attack you, according to one opinion, it's a mitzvah, the other opinion, it's a reshus. Ein shem in the Gemara and so on. We had another share on that once. Of Mem Dalet Amud Beis, we went through Rabbi Zevin's Gevaldike Maimer on Milchamas. He has a whole long article in Or Halacha on Milchama. Incredible article. Beautiful. Zevin was a master. Anyway, the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayis writes that there are machlekes whether the Ma'ute Akum of the Chom Dolesu Alayu, whether it's a mitzvah or reshus, is So to kill the enemies, to weaken them, so they don't kill Jewish people and they don't wage war against us. So you see already that at the very least it's a rishus, and it might even be a mitzvah, but certainly not aser, even though they're endangering themselves. Normally not endanger yourself, not endanger your life. But to a preemptive strike against the goyim would be permitted to protect ourselves, or even a mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Melachim, Perek Hei, Aloch Aleph, Ein HaMelech Nilcham Tchila, Ela Milchames Mitzvah. Ve'achar kach Nilcham Milchames Rishus, Ve'hi HaMilchames Shenilcham Im Shar HaAmim, Kedei Laharchiv Gvul Yisrael, U'laharbois Bigdulosoi V'shimoi. So a king first starts with Milchames Mitzvah, and then he gets to Milchames Rishus. What's a Milchames Rishus? A war that we're waging with others in order to increase, to expand the border of the Jewish people, and to amplify his greatness and those who have heard of him. L'harvos b'gedulaso v'shimo, to make the king's gedula great, his, the people should hear of him. What that means is also an interesting question, and why that is matir milchama. That's a milchemes rishus, to expand the Jewish people's borders. And laharvos b'gedulaso v'shimo, lechemishnas tameh, what about l'mutei akum do lo le'eso? What if the Rambam didn't learn the Gemara? What about this preemptive strike? Yishlom b'duskan hashmo, laharvos b'gedulaso v'shimo, da kavono. Shehiru men v'lo yavo olav, that's what it means. Now, the Rambam says that a milchemes rishus is a milchama laharvos b'gedulaso v'shimo, b'me medubar, medubar the milchama, that you attack the goyim, you make a preemptive strike so they don't start up with you. So we have in the Gemara that this is called at least a rishus, and we have in the Rambam, as the Lacha Mishnah understands him, that this is a rishus. So then b'zman hazeh, even if we attack, we make a preemptive strike against our enemies, not only protect ourselves, but a preempt to protect yourself, the Rambam writes, is in Ezra Sisrael Miyad Atzara Baalehem, is a Milchemes Mitzvah. The question is, Vina Melech for that. Makopanim, to protect yourself is much easier, but even a preemptive strike. The only shaila is that Bizman Ezeh, Lechora, we don't have a Melech. We don't have a Sanhedrin. Of course, it's well known, the word of Rav Kook, that Heder Malchut Yisrael, if we lack a Jewish king, so then all of the Jewish people have the status of the king, because the king is, his job is to represent us, and the Mela, we don't have the representative, so it's just, the power goes back into our hands. So we do in essence have a Din Melech as a nation, as we would say today, the Knesset is representing us, they would decide, some people are the Knesset, depends who you are, probably if you're listening to this, you're not getting the weebie-jeebie-weebies if you hear the word Knesset, but there are many Erlich Yidden who don't get so excited when they hear those words. Al Kopanim, the Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Melech and we don't have a Sanhedrin. So in Pashtus, how are we allowed to go to war? The Reish Masecha Sanhedrin. We learn Ein Motzim Lachemis Rishus. So okay, you want to say it's a Lachemis Rishus, but you need a Beis Din of Shivim Ve'echad. That's why some people say, what are our wars worth today? It's a Beis Din Shal Shivim. We need a Beis Din Shal Shivim Ve'echad. We Perek Beis Mishne Dalid. Motzim Lachemis Rishus. I'll be Beis Din Shal Shivim Ve'echad. You need a Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes, the condition of a Milchemes Rishus is that it should be with the king and with the Sanhedrin. Okay, we don't have a king, we don't have a Sanhedrin. The Sisyantiv is mashma, it's not enough to have a Sanhedrin, you need a king. And that's why we have this Mishnah in Perek Beis, which says that you go to war with this, with the says in the Mishnah, Omotzil Mechemes Rishus, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalit, Al Pi Beis Shel Shivim Ve'echod. You need a Beis Din of 71. However, Tesis Yantiv says that it's Mashmah, the Beis Mishnah Ve'echod doesn't have the Koach alone to be Motzil Mechemes Rishus. You need a king. Because that's why this Mishnah was said in the context of the milos of the king. So in the Tosfos Yom Tov, he says you need both. Lashon HaRambam, Perikei Melachos Malachim, you could say no. You need a Sanhedrin. But in the Rambam, it doesn't seem that for a Melchemes Rishus, you need a king. In the Gemara, in Sanhedrin and Daf Chof, it says, what are you telling me twice? You already told me at the beginning of the Masechta that Ein Motzim Melchemes Rishus, El Al Pi Beis Nishivim Ve'echot. So the Gemara's answer is, I did the Tanakol Midi, so what are you telling me twice again a second time in this parak? I did the Tanakol Mili de Melech Tananami Motzil Melchemes Rishus. So the Gemara's Teretz is that since we are learning matters of the king, so it also teaches us, again, in this context, it teaches us Melchemes Rishus. Because when you go out to a Melchemes Rishus, you're going out with a king. Now, it doesn't say here that you need a king. That a king is Ma'akev. The Gemara should have said, you know why it says it here? It's saying it here to tell you that you need a king. Without a king, there's no Melchemes Rishus. So maybe you can learn from here that really you don't need a king. Or maybe no, that Gufa is the Teretz of the Gemara. That it's telling you that you need a king. And that without a king, it doesn't work. And the svara would be that when you go to war, it's not just a Torah dikah decision that the Sanhedrin can help you with, but you also need to know Torah lechima. You need to know how to wage war, and that's a melech dikah tchum. That's an area where the king is an expert. The Rebbe Zatzal discusses this in the Yisrael Sabbath Torah Journal in the 100th Gilyon. Love it. Love the Yisrael Sabbath Torah Journal. They're available in Hebrew books. V'yesh lahayir me'oysam ha'melochim shamochu li'Yisrael u'menom manum chazal b'perek chelek v'en elu she'en lam chelek lo'lam haba v'loy mistaber lo'y mar shedin melech hoya lehem v'en ma'amidin melech el al pi bezin shel shivin be'echot. What about all those kings that Chazal tell us have no chelek in lo'lam haba? It's not mistabil to say they have a din melech. For a melech, you need a Sanhedrin of 71, like the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin 5:1. The Kesef Mishnah says, what's the makor that you need a Sanhedrin for Hamadas Melech? In Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the first parak of Sanhedrin, in the Ois Dalet, he says the makor is a Tosefta Ein Sham. So mistabil, these evil kings were not melech al pi Sanhedrin. There were numerous kings, Shemochu Me'atzman, B'koyachu, B'cheru, B'chanis, like we see in the Navi, and we see in the Nach, and we see in the Josephus. So how are they Moitzi L'Mulchama? They're not kings. So you see, non-kings are Moitzi L'Mulchama, so you don't need a king. Bava Basra talks about Hordus, Herod, who was Melech B'koyach. It says there that he's not a king. Herod placed a garland made of porcupine hide on Bava ben Buta's head, which pricked his eyes out. Rahman al-San. One day, Hordus came, sat before him, and he tested him. And he said, see, master, what the evil Herod is doing. He didn't know he was Herod. He didn't know he was Hordus. And Bava ben Buta said to him, what should I do to him? So Hordus said, curse him. And what this is, no. It says, don't curse the king, not even in your thoughts. So, Hordus said, he's not a king. He rules illegally. So, Bava ben Buta said, and even if he were really a rich man, I wouldn't curse him. It says, don't curse a rich person in your bedchamber. And he says, all right, so at least let him be a nasi. A leader, it says, listen, nasi b'amcha lo, and then he's, and Even if he were Nasi ben Bavim, it would sound not cursing him. Nasi Bamcha Lay Sar. Yeah, but Haaretz said, it's Voice of my Samcha, he's not Voice of my Samcha. So Bava ben Buta said, no, I'm afraid of him. So he says, listen, there's nobody who will go and tell him since we're sitting alone. Bava ben Buta said, yeah. But it says that Oifa Shemaim Yelichas HaKol, some birdie will tell him. A little birdie, now we say that we're joking with kids, a little birdie told me. Here it is, Pasuk in Koheles. So Herod said, I am he. Had I known that the sages were so cautious, I wouldn't have killed him. So what's the, my remedy? What can I do to repent? So he says, go and occupy yourself with the light of the world. You extinguish the light of the world. You kill the Chum, the Isaac in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm renovating the Beis HaMikdash. He said, I'm afraid of the Roman government. So Ben Bava ben Buta said to him, send a messenger who will travel there for a year, remain here for there for another year, and take another year to return. In the meantime, you can demolish the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild it. So he did so. Eventually, they sent a message from Hordas to Hordas from Rome. If you haven't yet demolished it, don't demolish it. If you already demolished it, don't rebuild it. And if you've demolished it and rebuilt it, then you're counted as those who act wickedly, seeking counsel only after they acted. Even if you're armed and in command of a military force, your book, your sefer, your genealogical record, you're not a king, you're not the son of a king, you're Herod the slave who made himself into a free man. So in the Chedushi HaGodes in the Maharsha, he writes, "Dibra Maslin Los Satalta." He brings from the Parakan Izakin, "Valavon and Ba'adir Yipol Shastiris Base Amikdash Benios Araka De Melech." Well, the Fishem Lochashiv Wosel Melech Rak Levit Valkane Amale Altisto Lochashiv Melech from Satata Beloy Tatenu Altiv Nele Choshiv Melech, because the Base Amikdash was supposed to be destroyed and built by a king. So they're saying to him, "Don't do either, because you're not a king." That's the Romans, but it's Mashmah that Bava ben Buta held he was a king. Hordas said, I'm not a king. Bava ben Buta said he is a king. He said, even if you're not, but Bava ben Buta l'chari held he was a king. And Bava ben Buta told him to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, so that's only what a king does. And also, what's pshat in the Gemara when it says "V'nasi ba'amcha loisar"? Don't curse a nasi. And the Gemara says it's only ba'osam ma'isa amcha. If he does the ma'isam of your, if he's not doing ma'isa amcha, then he's not b'chalal a nasi. So you can't say don't curse a nasi. He's ain't oisam ma'isa amcha. By definition, if he's ain't oisam ma'isa amcha, he's not a nasi. Ayin b'menchas chinuch b'mitzvah in aleph is beis. Kopanim, we see that Hordus, who was far from a tzaddik, was had a din melech. Melchori wasn't appointed by the Sanhedrin. Zvachim kufbeis amar aleph amar rabbiane loylem te'emas malchus olecha. Yochanan amar mehacha v'yad Hashem eliyahu v'yishan es matzir etzuf ne'achov. Person has to have emas malchus. We see eliyahu was mechabed achov. And the Maharsha writes, you have to be choylei kovet even to evil kings. Machusa da'arakein machusa da'arakei. If you're mezalza b'chvoidim, you're mezalza b'chvoid amakum. Sinacham al-Khari hira din king. In certain circles here in Eretz Yisrael, they give tremendous kavod to politicians, to the prime minister, president. And I ask myself, you wouldn't even allow him in your yeshiva for 5 minutes. He's a Machal Shabbos before Hesia. He's a Neuchel Nevelis. He's a Kaifer a lot of times. Doesn't even believe in God. Doesn't believe in the Torah. He's over at Eretz Bemezid. How do you give such a person kavod? So I answer my question. I once actually sent an email to a certain yeshiva. I asked, somebody should answer me. They were giving all this cover to a certain politician. It really bothered me. Saying, you wouldn't let, he'd be kicked out of your yeshiva in 1 minute. Saying, he's there on Shabbos. He turns on a light and they say, I'm sorry, we have no room for you in our yeshiva. He's pasul eidus. You wouldn't accept him as an aid. And you're giving him cover. Is it cover malachim? So that's the answer. I think this gemara is the answer. They say, you're the melech, meaning we elected you. Even if you're a Melech Rasha, it doesn't matter. You still get covered because the Gemara says you should have Amos Malchus. And you see Eliyahu was Mechabed. Here talking about covered also. We see Eliyahu was Mechabed Achav. So I don't think our leaders are worse than Achav, the secular establishment. So certainly in the Haredi world, they don't subscribe to this idea of giving them kavod. They don't. Los sofrim otam, like they say, they don't, you know, they're not going to let them into their yeshiva and start singing and dancing for them and none of that. Yeah, we vote for them if it, you know, if it helps the purposes of the Jewish people, but not giving them personally kavod. But others hold yes, and we have a Gemara in Zvachim on their side. So v'tzarech iyun kasha b'chol zeh. So we have sources here that seem that even if he's a melech rasha, he has a king din melech, even without the Sanhedrin appointing him. Even though it says ein ma'amidim melech al pi beizin shel shivim ve'echad. So maybe that's not, but despite that, ein ma'amidim melech, you see these kings, even though you need a Sanhedrin, it's very hard to believe the Sanhedrin appointed all these evil guys. And yet they have a din melech. The Gabei Hotzal the Milchom, it's interesting. The Mi'iri writes in Soita, Daf Tzari Ches, Midape Asefer, the Ramasel Amar Mi'iri, Kol Milchome Shem Malche Yisrael, Oy Man Higehem, Milchome Mimoy Vehem. See, he says it's not only, you don't have to have a din king, even a din ruler is enough. And that would be a big enough gemeinah for our times, right? These people were elected as rulers. Maybe they don't have a din king, but they have a din ruler. And again, if you go with Rav Kook, so then they were elected by the people who are the kings, so Mamele, he's the king. But the Miri says, even a ruler. Of course, the Miri Sanhedrin has 12 Omen Beis. So, Vani Amarti Lebazel Lodun Bedavar Chodosh. That if you volunteer and you go to war to save your brothers, it's a good thing. And you're holy. V'kadosh Ye Omer Lahem. And you are told that you are holy. Because we paskin that chayecha kodman, you're not allowed to, above Metzia 62a, you're not allowed to be choyvel yourself, you're not allowed to harm yourself, above a common 91b. But that's only to save one person. But lahat salah sirabim, it's mutter. Where do I get this from? Because there's a big discussion in the postkim about gili arayis, that a woman who is megala arayis to save Klal Yisrael, the Maharik writes that when he's discussing Asir woman Labaila, when she was Mizana B'Shogek, he writes, Al Korcha Eina Kava, a very, very famous Marik, it's not totally B'Kavana Se'iser, Dabar Pashidu Yesir Mebeasa B'Kutcha, Ki Yester Lo Oista Shum Isra V'Lo Hoya Dov, B'Dabar Afilu Nidnu Da Veiro El Mitzvah Rabo Oster She'Tzila Kol Yisrael V'Chein Matzinu B'Yoyel, V'Chein Kosvu Toises Ri, Mi Paris, B'Yavomis, V'Dabar Zem Mutu Lassis Averu Zul Shema Afilu Yeshis Ish, Wow, so that's where, really where I got to this, because it's Erev Purim, as we're talking here in Yerushalayim, actually I'm not in Yerushalayim, Givat Zev, but they're close enough, and Yudalit is Purim, and now we're holding by Yud Beis. So I got to this Shuva, because I was in Oisek and in Yanei Purim, and Esther. So you see here in the Ma'arik's famous Shishita is that it's not, you don't have to have Kavanas Isser. That you're doing an Aver in order to be Aser to your husband, because Esther was Aser to her husband, Achashverosh. And when she went after willingly to Achashverosh, she became Aser to Mordechai. And there was no Isser involved. She didn't do an Isser. She was saving Kol Yisrael. And yet she was still Aser to Mordechai. And thus is gebrengt in the Beis Shmuel, and Simon Kuf Ein Cheses Yiv Kotten Dalit, and the Chochmas Shleime of Hagoyin Reb Shlomo Kluger, he brings a raya from Yael, who wasn't Usher to her husband. So what's the difference? Why Yael not Usher and Esther yes Usher? And he's Mechalek between a case where the Hatzala is not part of the Etzem HaBi'ila. It's Bederech Rechoika. In other words, once she goes in, she makes Achashverosh happy, and then she can plead for her nation. So there the B is not part of the Etzem Hatzala. That's just to sweeten him up. And Yael, the bee itself, weakened him, and then she could do what she did, and she saved the Jewish people. So there, she's not Usher to her husband. But with Esther, it was more round about the bee, and therefore she would be Usher. Akopanam Hatzolas Kol Yisrael Bia's Mutter. Noida B'Yehuda Yehredeya Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Divra Maskel Nikol Mokom from the Tshuvas Beis Yankiv, a case of an Eishes Ish. Listen to this story. It's a crazy story, famous story in the Tshuva Sfarim. There was a Roitzeach that attacked a group of people, and she went up to the Roitzeach, and she said to him, you know, if you spare us, I'm going to show you a good time. And she did, an Eish Sish, and she saved everybody. Wow. The Noi Debida Paskin, she did the right thing. From the Tshuva Beis Yankov, she did the right thing. Mitzvah Rabba Ovda, and he brings a proof from Esther. That's exactly what Esther was doing. Esther was also willingly an Eish HaSish, and she willingly had Bia with Achashverosh to save the Jewish people. So that's Hatzel. It's called Kol Yisrael. Here it's a cell of a group, but still, it's mutter. To save the group, that's the Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda, just get the years. You know, I tend to say names of Rabbanim. I like to give historical background also. 1713 to 1793, the rabbi of Prague, one of the greatest poskim of the 1800s, known for his farm Noda Bihuda, Tzlach, from the famous Landa family. Today there are many Landas walking around, some of them Ben Achar Ben. So, ואני אומר, כיוון שם רזה בכל משרה בחוץ מהפלזור, שיוחזם בגיל הרעי, שיוחזם, אם כן, כשם שם משרה בשל שבר עשרה, כך הם מצילים בהם נפשוס, ואסתר שייני שייסי להצלס כלל ישראל. עין שם. So after bringing from the Beis Yankov that it's a good thing that she did, this lady who gave herself over to this Roitzeach in order to placate him, that he shouldn't kill everybody. And he brings a raya from Esther, the Nodiyuz Mechalik, between saving all of the Jewish people or just saving a group. Saving a group, it wouldn't be okay. Ayin Shem the Nodiyuz Behuda. Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, Ayin B'Tshuvas Beis Yankov, Simon Lamites, and the Shvus Yankov in Chelek Beis Simon Kuf Yad Zayin. A lot of people talk about it. This is safer, actually, by a professor. I like this professor. His name is Professor Rakover. He's written a numerous fascinating svarim. He writes, you know, like academic and modern Hebrew like that, with a lot of sources and footnotes. Easy to read. From Guy Yari Shemayim. So he has a book, Amatara Mekadeshet Et Emtzaim. The means justify the end justify the means? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So here, do the end justify the means? Saving Klal Yisrael, does that justify Bia? You see by Esther, yes. What about saving a group? So there you can argue yes, you can argue no. You can argue to save one person, no, you have to die. But to save a whole group of people, maybe the one Bia is worth it? So that's the question. But Al Kopanim, you see that Latza, and by the way, this is it's actually a fascinating article in the Truman Journal, written by Rabbi Shvat. It's actually available online in the Truman website. If you don't own the actual journals, unfortunately, Truman is not on the Otzer HaChochma. Sadly, I think they have the Mafteach, but they don't have the actual volume. It's a very important journal of contemporary halachic discussions. In any event, on their website, they have numerous articles. And that's one of them. That's where I saw it. And there he talks about being a... So you're working for the Israelis, and they get a woman, an attractive woman, whose job is to seduce the enemy. And this way she can get secrets from them. That's the way she infiltrates. Right? Because we know the weakness of men. So is that mutter? So she goes in and she has Bia in order to save the Jewish people, to find out secrets. So for Hatzolas, Klal Yisrael would be mutter. And according to the Noda Bihuda, and according to other poskim, Latzelas Rabim. So certainly the enemy is Latzelas Rabim, definitely. I mean, better to say, send a single girl. And this way she's not an Eish HaSish. But it's also more kal. We have Shitas HaTosfos that if it's a goy, we've had Shiurim on that as well, and Bias Akum. It's more kal than she's an Eishes Ish. In any event, so we see that even though Gilui HaRayos is Yaharik Val Yavor to save the Jewish people, it's mutter. So Hu Adin B'chol Shlosh Averus. And it's known in Meis in the time of Shabtai Tzvi, Yimach Shemai, that there was a certain gadol who snatched a hat off the head of an Arab and he put it on his head. And that those times, that's a sign, oh, if you're wearing this hat, it's like wearing a yarmulke. Wearing a yarmulke, it shows that you're a member of the Orthodox community. Back then, it shows you're a member of the believers in Islam, in Muhammad. And he's wearing this hat. There was a big rash. What's going on over here? And they brought him before the Sultan. And in the end, that's what was Mevatel the Kas. That's how they were able to silence the Shabtai Phoenix. So what was he doing? He was showing himself to be an Ovid Zar. No! He was doing it Latzelas Klal Yisrael. How awesome is that? And so too, Ma'abed Atzmo L'das. One is commits suicide or seriously endangers his life. It's mutter for Hatzelas Klal Yisrael, or at least Hatzelas Rabim. There's the famous Maisa of Ro'i Klein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Fracha. Wow, what a person! Ro'i Klein was a soldier, a Ben Torah. He used to learn. He's very stark into learning. Ro'i Klein. This very serious boy, Yerei Shemayim and Oiv Torah, but he was a mifaked and he was a serious chayal also, married with a number of children, and they threw some sort of explosive at his group, and he saw it and he jumped on it, he screamed Shema Yisrael and he saved the whole group, and he was killed. Hashem Yinkom Damo, Hashem Yinkom Damo. So. Is that mutter? Committing suicide? Pashat? Saving the group? He was saving the group. And anyway, but it could be that the Tzadi would have died anyway. Saying if it would have blown up and everybody would have been killed, so then certainly, what's the difference? He's going to be killed anyway. But this way, he jumped on it. And in a second, obviously, did he have time to plan for this? No. Just jumped on it. And he saved his group. Saved his plugah. So they actually came out with a sefer after he died. The reason the sefer is so interesting is because there are many, many sfarim that come out after in memory of Chayalim. And Hakotel puts out, I was from Hakotel for many years, Shalavim puts out, KBY puts out, all these Hesder yeshivas. They put out sfarim in memory of soldiers that passed away, and the people who write the articles are always Rabbanim of that community. But the only sefer I've ever seen in memory of a Chayal who died at war, where the articles were primarily from Haredi Rabbanim in Rosh Yeshiva, was a sefer about Ro'i Klein. They put a sefer in his memory. And they had various Rabbanim. Some Rabbanim even wrote a Hakadosh to him or a Hakdama. They said, this is in memory of the Tzaddik, Ro'i Klein, Hashem Yikom Damo. The Rabbanim didn't write with a Hakadosh, but they put their articles in there. So that's a big act of Achdus to show, hey, we're with you. We don't have to send our own students to the army, but we're with you and we recognize your tzidkus. Amishad Sadik to jump on it in a second like that without thinking. Maybe he wouldn't have necessarily died. Maybe, you know, if he wouldn't have jumped on it, maybe some people would have been injured. Some people would have died. Maybe he wouldn't have. But he gave up his life. And actually, interesting, in the end, his wife was obviously widowed. And many years later, she married his Rebbe's, his Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken. It was one of his teachers, whose wife had died from cancer, so they were both widowed. And actually, he needs a refuah shleima. Yigal Meir ben Gloria should have a refuah shleima. So shechol Yisrael. In any event, but she was left with little children like that for many years. So, Akoponim, That would be the heter to go to the army and to sacrifice yourself, because you're allowed to do even ritzicha in order to save the klal. So you're certainly allowed to be a soldier. It's certainly a mitzvah to be a soldier. Save the klal. Also, the post can discuss, let's say, you have an Am Haaretz and a Talmud Chacham. Do we say the klal of my chazis? Who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. How can you say that? This is Rebbe Yashiv and this is me. Of course, his blood is redder. But maybe not. But maybe yes. And therefore, I should give up my life. For someone who's greater. So, who adin to give your life for the Rabbim? They definitely have a din Talmud Chacham, and there's so many of them. We find in the poskim for numerous things that Rabbim and Talmud Chacham one din. Shulchan Aruch HaShemesh V'Tzim Dalet Shuz Chasim Sof Yeredes Yom Sof Yom Reish Lamin Lates. So if you're allowed to be moist to yourself, you're allowed to actively give yourself over to save the Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to certainly do it for the Rabbim. Save the many. So again, the Rebbe doesn't go into the shaila here of the issues with the Israeli army b'frat, but the very notion of, and that's what he's talking about. He's talking about Tzahal. So the notion of saving of risking your life to save other Jews. The mitzvah rabbi techoshev. Of course, also the issue, should he learn yeshiva first, or how long? Okay, and again, the Kloisenberg Rebbe isn't sending any Hasidim to the army, that's for sure. But that he respects the army, and he even writes in one of his tshuvas, somebody asked him about bringing a gun into shul, he has a tshuva, maybe we'll learn that. And at the end, he gives him chizuk, and he's doing a big mitzvah. I don't remember exactly his lashon, but he was mamish mechazikim, a soldier, in his holy work. So there's still a lot more to say, and the tshuva is not finished. Not even halfway through, I don't think. But and then he goes back into Mordechai and Esther. So hopefully we will continue, and we will see more neflos mitaras Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.